Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Lifestyles here on WWDB. I am Dee Lynam with you for the next 30 minutes. I remind you that our sponsor for today's show, American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For free information and creative ideas that can help your company, give our friend Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. We welcome to today's show Mason Wortman, who is the owner of Rosa Fresh Pizza, which is located on 11th Street in Center City. Welcome, Mason. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, so we all love pizza. We'll all go pick up a slice, but you can make a difference when you pick up a slice at Rosa's. So explain to people the philosophy behind your business.
Yeah, I mean, something that's pretty unique to Rosa's is that not only is our pizza super affordable, it's $1.25 a slice, but you can also donate extra dollars. Each dollar that's donated buys a slice of pizza for someone in need, a homeless person, most of whom are homeless. And we feed between 80 and 100 homeless people every day. They come into one of our two shops. We have two locations. One's at 11th and Market, another's at 40th and Market. And they visit throughout the day, get some food, and go about their business.
Mason, how did the word of to the homeless get around that you had pizza that they could have?
Yeah, I mean, they, you know, congregate in the same areas. They're in the same shelters. They see each other on the street. They go to the same outreach services. And so word inevitably gets around. They are happy to help each other. And so they tell one another of where they get the most benefit. And, you know, we care for our homeless visitors very deeply, and that found its way into the general population, and a lot of people visit us every day now.
Let's go back to the beginning, because you opened the original Rosa's in 2013.
Yep.
And
exactly.
I should tell people that you had been working on Wall Street and were in finance, and you decided to just take a different direction with your own personal life. Is that fair?
Yeah. I mean, I had been on Wall Street for about 3 years, and in the beginning it was very exciting. I learned a lot, but towards the end, it just got to be, like many jobs, a little bit monotonous, a little boring. I was doing the same things over and over again. I got tired of the routine, and I knew that there was a concept that would be very successful back here in Philadelphia. There are dollar slice joints throughout New York, all over the city, and I thought it could work back home here in Philly. I'm originally from the area.
Yep.
So I, you know, quit my job, came back here, started Rosa's about 5 years ago.
Part of what you just said that I found fascinating was that dollar pizza joints in New York existed, and two, to bring that concept here, because I think it's hard to imagine, given the rents in either place, mm-hmm. even though this would be more affordable, mm-hmm. that you could sustain a business doing that. What makes that financially feasible?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's all volume, right? You have to serve a lot of people. I mean, we've since raised our price. We do delivery. The locations in New York, it's all like grab and go. I don't think they deliver. It's just dollar slices. As I've grown the business and developed it, we've grown past that very specific niche, because it doesn't really work in a lot of areas. So, that's two things. Business always grows and develops over time. We evolve. That's a good thing. And I also think that it's a good thing because a lot of people reach out and they're like, oh, well, I want to start a pizza shop and do what you're doing. And I'm like, it doesn't have to be a pizza shop. People thought, oh, well, I wanted to do a dollar pizza shop just like you and feed the homeless. And we're not a dollar pizza shop anymore. We sell more expensive pizza, more interesting pizza.
Right, variety.
But yeah, greater variety. Our menu, it has since expanded. We sell salads and merchandise. And, you know, all restaurants could do it. You don't have to be just a dollar pizza shop to help homeless people in your area. So I think it's been certainly challenging businesses, but it's been very exciting to see that, you know, this concept can be successful across all different types of ventures.
Yeah, kind of like having a domino effect with others.
Absolutely.
I want to go to the original customer who had the idea of donating for, because he, I assume, saw homeless people in your pizza shop and asked you about it?
Yeah, well, he had read that we serve a lot of homeless people because it was affordable food, and he asked if we ever had to turn anyone away, and we did, because sometimes they would come in with 10 cents and we needed to pay our rent. But he offered, he paid another dollar forward and referenced a tradition in Italy where you can do the same thing with coffees in a cafe. And he suggested that, you know, maybe I tell more people, more people can do this. And I was like, yeah, that's a good idea, because it doesn't feel good to turn away someone who's hungry.
Sure.
So I told a few more people, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. So I thought I had something. I didn't think it would be quite to the scale, but I'm happy that it's gotten the attention that it has.
All right, where did the Post-its come from? Because just for people who are out there, originally, if you donated your dollar, you could write on a little, whether it was yellow, pink, blue, I don't know what colors you had, but your wall and the photos seem like they're all colors of the rainbow. Who originally put the Post-it, and do they still exist? I know that's not necessarily what you do every time now, but do
the
Post-its.
Yeah, I mean, when you're feeding 100 people a day, Post-it notes is not a particularly secure way to account for that inventory. So now they're just decoration. They serve a nice message board for people to come in and read the messages and encouragement on our walls. But I was the one that originally was like, you know, I gotta keep track of this somehow. And so I ran out, got Post-it notes and put one up so that everyone, homeless people, could see how many were available, and paying customers could see how much was available also, and donate more towards the program if we ran low. And around Post-it note number 500, it got to be like unmanageable. So now we keep track of in the cash register, online, we use computers.
Smart move by you, Mason. All right, sit tight. I have to take a commercial break, but when we come back, Mason made a national television appearance that also changed things for his business and Rose of Fresh Pizza Shop in general and for the homeless. You are listening to Lifestyles. I'm Dee Lynam. Back in a moment.
Music, music. Now at the Ardmore Music Hall, a grand music venue in the heart of the Main Line. The venue is located at the legendary 23 East Lancaster Avenue in Ardmore, once known for its musical talent. Free parking nearby. For full information and tickets, see webpage at ardmoremusichall.com. ardmoremusichall.com or call 610-649-8389. That's 610-649-8389. The webpage again, ardmoremusichall.com. It's a grand music venue in Ardmore in the heart of the Main Line.
Be a part of exciting college football action with Temple Owls football at Lincoln Financial Field. Don't miss the pageantry of big-time college football as the Owls battle teams from the American Athletic Conference. Enjoy the marching band, spirit squad, great in-game promotions, and more. Kids' tickets on game day are only $10. Temple football at Lincoln Financial Field is affordable family fun. For tickets, call 215-204-TIXX or visit owlsticks.com today.
Wow, this is really different. There's a Philadelphia business called WIMS, WIMS for Rent, that creates and does really unusual business special events and promotions. If you're involved in a trade show, business meeting, sales campaign, grand opening, or open house, call WIMS for Rent. If you're having a company dinner, a charity gala, or fundraiser and need a theme, call WIMS. WIMS has stars and stunts, gadgets and gimmicks from hundreds of available sources, entertainers and celebrities. Add flair to your business needs. WIMS for Rent, the Philadelphia special events company for business and groups. At WIMS, imagination works overtime. Challenge us. Call WIMS for Rent.
For more information, contact WIMS for Rent at 29 Bala Avenue, Bala Kenwood, PA 19004, 29 Bala Avenue, Bala Kenwood, PA 19004, or call WIMS for Rent at 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063 for WIMS for Rent.
I am Joe Ball. I started an advertising, PR, and communications firm over 60 years ago. Still in business now. Over the years, I also added ownership and managing of several newspapers, consumer and trade shows, radio interview programs, and other businesses. They included a major football and basketball coaches conference at Notre Dame, an art school, and even a mediation company. I am still aiding medium and small businesses as a consultant. My knowledge, contacts, expertise can be helpful to area organizations. See our webpage, www.phillybizmedia.com. That's Philly Biz, like B-I-Z, media.com. Talk to me at 484-562-0063. 484-562-0063. I like to answer the phone. Phones still work, as do I.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. We're talking with Mason Wortman, owner of Rosa Fresh Pizza Shop. Actually, two of them. 11th was the original 11th Street, and now one at 40th and Market?
Exactly.
40th and Market. All right, Mason, how did it come to be that you were booked on the Ellen DeGeneres Show?
Yeah, so we were in some local print media, and then we were in local TV, and it just really grew organically.
Was that 2015-ish? Does that sound right?
It was.
Because we're in 18 now.
Yeah, it was January of 2015 that we were on the Ellen Show. And we, you know, were totally taken by surprise. Early on, we were on some local blogs, internet stuff, new pizza shop opening up. Oh, they do a pay-forward program. Eventually, they put it in print. And then we were on TV, 6ABC did something, and someone from the Ellen Show called and said, oh, I just saw this piece on the local TV, one of our affiliates, and we'd like to invite you on. And I was pretty flabbergasted, but I'm a big fan, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know anyone who doesn't like the show.
And the longevity of her show would say how many people are fans.
Yeah. Oh,
quite frankly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, nothing will ever compare to that experience. That, like, I've been on a bunch of other TV shows since then. Nothing like that is the level at which they do the show is incredible.
Yeah.
So the impact that they make is incredible. It was an awesome experience.
So did you take the train up? Did they send a car for you, one or the other?
Well, they film in L.A., so they flew me out.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I didn't know that. I thought that was in New York. I should have known
that.
They
filmed in New York for, like, the first couple seasons.
Right.
But
so they flew you to L.A.?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'd been to L.A. Before, at least once. And it was cool to get back there, have some Shake Shack.
Yeah.
Or no, not Shake Shack. In-N-Out.
In-N-Out.
And that's a good restaurant.
Yeah.
It was just like phenomenal experience I saw.
Did you know she was going to write the check to you?
No. To be fair though, like
she always does.
Yeah, I was going to say, and like this is like the best thing to support, you know, because it will go to homeless people. So, I wasn't like super surprised. I was more surprised when I got that sign because, like, at the time we had a pretty dumpy storefront, and that like showed that she thought about like what would help. You know, that was a very personalized gift. Like, she has other people on her show. She doesn't say like as seen on Ellen to like some people that are fighting illness or anything like that.
Right.
Because that is totally irrelevant. But for Rosa's, that was a huge benefit, and I really appreciated the kindness there, and the thoughtfulness behind that. I kind of figured that we'd get some money from the Ellen Show.
So she donates $10,000.
Yeah.
And what do you initially say to yourself? I got to make sure I use this in the best way possible. Which was what?
Well, we just funded the program for that much longer. Yeah.
It got you.
So it's 10,000 more homeless people that got to eat.
Wow.
Yeah. Or maybe 5,000 because each gets two slices.
Sure.
So, but yeah, it's a lot of pizza. It helped a lot of people, and that's great.
And do people know who come into the shop? Were there people who had seen you on it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that blew us up. That, like, put us on the map, too. Now tourists from all over come to visit our shop. We've been on, like, other internet videos, some of which have, like, millions of views. And none of that would have happened if Ellen didn't share our story. So it's been, like, not only was that one, I guess, episode huge for us, but, like, the cascading effect was way, way bigger.
Sure. When you opened the one at 40th Street, because it was second, were you looking for a neighborhood and a building that could duplicate also being able to help the homeless in terms of location?
Yeah, I mean, for, you know, for whatever reason, there's a lot of homeless all over Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. So that was not going to be a hard thing to find people that needed help. Philadelphia is a very, it's not, the income disparity is very wide in the city. So there are a lot of very well-off people, and there are a lot of homeless people and people struggling. And so everywhere in the city, except I think the Rittenhouse zip code, you have a lot of people in need. So that wasn't as big a consideration. More it was, we're right next to an L stop. We're near a campus, a Penn.
Mm, sure.
And so, you know, we need to pay the rent. So we have people walking by all day, and we've got a university that is always asking for catering, which is great. So, you know, and obviously we feed a lot of homeless people in that area because there are certainly a lot of people in need. So, and with the L there, they have easy access as well. So, you know, that was kind of the rationale behind opening up at 40th.
I'm curious, because you are near a campus, do you find that young people are as willing to give as any other demographic?
Yeah, I mean, certainly. We don't get a ton of Penn kids or professors walking by, because they don't walk by that block per se, but they're
too far up. Like, meaning is 40th,
right, correct,
too
exactly.
Far up.
Because I think the center of their campus is like 34,
yes,
I guess.
34, 35, I would
say.
Yeah,
and Spruce, which is like, it's like 10 blocks away.
Sure.
But, you know, a lot of the students that do live nearby, professors that live nearby, they obviously come support. And to their credit, a lot of professors, they come to us for catering. And between 40th and Market and 34th and Spruce, there have got to be 10 pizza shops.
Yep.
But they come to us. And, you know, that helps us keep the lights on. And that's really what
drives that.
Exactly.
Particular
what
stuff.
Makes us be able to stay in business. So, yeah, if anyone from Penn is listening,
thank you.
Check us out and thank you. We've got an order, I think, today for Penn. We've got like three others coming up in the next couple days. So, yeah, keep us in mind. Drexel, come on, step up. But they support us as well. So, yeah.
All right, sit tight. We'll come back and continue our conversation with Mason Wortman. And you can go to his website, which is rosafreshpizza.com. And there is a way on there that you can also donate online. And we'll talk about the apparel also on the other side. You're listening to Lifestyles. I'm D-Line. I'm back in a moment.
Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia. There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket, acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of the Doors. See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume, also Shakira's leather pants. The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett. Lunch or dinner, Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs. Hard Rock Cafe is cool. 12th and Market, 215-238-0639. 215-238-0639. 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia.
When I grow up.
magical, mischievous, and miraculous. The magic of Roald Dahl's Matilda the Musical is here for the holiday season. Witness this remarkable story where a little genius can put things right, even if she has to be a little naughty. Based on the beloved novel, Roald Dahl's Matilda the Musical is the inspiring story of an extraordinary little girl with incredible courage and an unbounded imagination. Packed with high-energy dance and memorable songs, children and adults alike will be thrilled and delighted by this captivating musical. Celebrate the holiday season with this stupendously fun Broadway hit and winner of 16 Best Musical Awards. The story unfolds starting November 6th. Experience the wondrous magic of Roald Dahl's Matilda the Musical. For tickets, visit walnutstreettheater.org, Ticketmaster, or call 215-574-3550. Roald Dahl's Matilda the Musical is the holiday treat for everyone.
Discover Hamilton, the constitutional clashes that shaped a nation. The National Constitution Center's compelling new exhibit, which explores Hamilton's fraught relationships with James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and Aaron Burr, examining the personalities and constitutional debates that shaped America. The exhibit provides an intimate look into Alexander Hamilton's enduring role in the constitutional and political argument that continues to create sparks to this day. Open now through December 31st, 2019. For tickets, visit constitutioncenter.org or call 215-409-6700.
Hey, Philly, Temple basketball tickets are on sale now. Be a part of exciting college basketball action when head coach Fran Dumphy and the Owls take on the nation's best, including Memphis, Cincinnati, UConn, and more at the Leocora Center. Tickets are only $12 on game day for kids. Don't miss the fifth winningest program in Division I basketball history, the Temple Owls, in action this season. Full and partial season ticket holders receive great benefits, such as discounted tickets, merchandise discounts, and more. Call the Temple Ticket Sales Office at 215-204-TIXX or visit owlsticks.com today.
To enjoy your meals, to enjoy your days, your dental situation is pertinent. The enjoyable taste, the nutritional values, your overall health often has its roots among your teeth and gums. And that's where the professionals at the Center City Dental Offices of Richard Wilson, DMD, PC Dental Arts and Sciences could be important to you. Richard Wilson, DMD, PC Dental Arts and Sciences is recognized for its up-to-date dental procedures, restoration of dental problems, cosmetic benefits, tooth whitening, dental implants, plus all the little things like checkups, cleanings, and especially your comfort during procedures. Contact Dr. Richard Wilson at 215-765-5281 or log on to their website at www.smilephiladelphian.com. That's www.smilephiladelphian.com. Their offices are located at 2401 Pennsylvania Avenue in Center City. And again, the phone number, 215-765-5281.
My name is Joe Ball. I am 88 years old. 88 years old. I don't look that old, except in the mirror. I've been in business over 61 years, aiding small and medium-sized firms with their advertising and related needs. I'm still at it. Benefit. You can benefit from my lifetime experiences. Call me personally at 484-562-0060. That's 484-562-0060. Or see www.phillybizmedia.com. That's www.phillybizmedia.com. Make your contact soon. For obvious reasons, I'm 88 years old. 484-562-0060.
Need a speaker for your business meeting, organization, or group meetings? Need a speaker who is entertaining, inspiring, and informative? Need a speaker who is an authority on a subject close to your interest? We provide them. We are the Philadelphia Speakers Bureau. For speakers who serve your interests, call 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Again, 484-562-0063. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Or write to us at AdComTimes at AOL.com. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. AdComTimes.
Welcome back to Lifestyles here on WWDB. We're talking to Mason Wortman, who is the owner of Rosa Fresh Pizza Shop. Two locations, one at 11th Street, am I saying that right?
Yeah, 25 South 11th Street, right below Market.
Yeah, right below Market, and the other is at 40th and Market. And the really beautiful thing about Rosa's is the fact that you can pay it forward. If you want to donate a dollar so that a homeless person could then come in and get a slice of pizza, that's really the premise of it, but it's also great pizza.
That's important.
That's right. And we all love pizza, right, Mason?
Exactly.
Tell people your website, because I think you get a better idea of what you're doing that's not just about eating the pizza.
Yeah. So check us out online, rosasfreshpizza.com, R-O-S-A-S, freshpizza.com. And you can buy merchandise. You can check out pictures of the shop, all the post-it notes. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram. You'll get a real good sense of the type of work we do, the people we help, what it looks like in the shop, how amazing the pizza is. You can see some of the videos that we've produced about stories of people that come in the shop and some stuff of us on the in the media and the Ellen Show and Good Morning America, a lot of the stories that have been done about us. So there's a ton of information and a lot of ways to get involved.
Mason, is there a real life Rosa?
It's my mom.
Ah, see that? I'm glad I asked.
I mean, her name is Rose, so I took a little bit of poetic license, but...
sounds a little more Italian.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Mason's Fresh Pizza doesn't really... work. Wortman's Fresh Pizza is the that would not sell.
It would be unique.
And that's the nicest way to put that. Thank you.
Well, this has been a pleasure. Thanks so much for coming in, and really continued success, because it's, I hope other people, as you say, you know, it doesn't have to be pizza, but just to think bigger and in a helpful way for our communities.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you to Mason Wortman, and thank you to you for listening to this edition of Lifestyles. I remind you that our sponsor for today's show, American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For free information and creative ideas that can help your company, give Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. Until next time, I am Dee Lynam. Have a great day.